You know, they say...
For a living. Well, it was thin times. It was thin times. I needed to make a living. I worked in a sex shop. Oh, God. It was so tawdry. Sold marital aids, as we called them. Marital aids. Various contraptions. Oh, it was horrible. But, you know, I got used to it. I'd stand behind the counter and ladies would come in to pick up their... I don't know what you'd call it, their substitutes. I remember standing there, the ladies had come in blushing, a little embarrassed, and a woman walked through the door, and she looked in the display case or something, and she said, I'd like that white one there. How much is that? I said, it's $25. And I rung up her order, and she went away, clutching her package eagerly. Eagerly! Another woman came in, she looked over the various offerings, she said, ooh, how much for that big black one? I said, that's $35. She said, ugh. Ooh, I'll take it. Yes, yes, I'll take it. And so I ran that thing up for her. Wouldn't you know, later that day, Estelle walks in there. Estelle, I said, Estelle, baby, times must be tough. She said, oh, I need a little something for those lonely moments. I said, well, take a peek. And she looked in there everywhere. She said, I'll take that plaid one there. I said, that's $50. She said, okay, I'll take it. So I rang up her order, she walked out, I turned to my buddy, I said, hey, do you believe it? I just got $50 for my thermos.